Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which hath called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think of, y'all say you can't do this, you can't do this, and you can't do certain things.
You don't matter
how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. This salvation in Acts 2:38 is not a must. I mean, it's not a maybe. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another play building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to another episode of Kingdom of God Ministries. We are just so fired up on tonight. We are having praise and worship right here in our home. You don't need a big crowd to just worship God. And one thing God had impressed on me today, he said to get the atmosphere conducive for miracles and signs, you have to start worshiping him right there where you are. You might be in a bad situation right now. You may be facing some dire situations in your life. But God said, if you would just start worshiping me right where you are, doesn't matter who is around you, just start worshiping me. That will usher in his anointing and his presence. Amen? Too many times we feel we can't worship God unless we at a big church or we got the music. Look, I worship God right here in my four walls. Because when you're expecting something from God, you don't care who watching. You don't care who around. And I thought about the woman with the issue of blood when she pressed her way through the crowd. Yeah, people was trying to hold her back from getting her miracle. But you know what? She said, I'm going to press my way. So tonight you're going to have to press your way to get a miracle. Amen. I want to open up the phone lines, too, if you want to call in. Our guest call-in number is 646-668-8633. Call in. If you have a prayer request, if you want a miracle in your life tonight, you want to see the mighty hand of God move tonight, call in. Call in. There's somebody right now. I'm seeing in the spirit where you just burdened down. You look like you got your head in your hands because you're so overwhelmed with grief. But God can break that spirit of burden off you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, Father God, right now we come into your presence. We come into your courts with thanksgiving and praise because you are worthy of our praise. Lord God, we're going to seek your face as never before. We know we're living in some dark times, Lord God, and the enemy is trying to infiltrate the church and say that signs and wonders don't exist anymore. The devil is a liar because you never took your anointing and your power out of the earth. It still remains today. And Lord God, we welcome your Holy Spirit. We welcome the signs and wonders. We welcome the miracles. Lord God, we're not just living this thing in name only, but we trust you every day of our lives because we believe in your mighty working power. And Lord God, as we go forth, we humble ourselves and we ask that your Holy Spirit take over tonight. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, on tonight. We give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. In Jesus' holy name, amen. And we're talking on signs, wonders, and miracles. We're coming out of Mark 16:17 verse, and I'm going into it right now. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. The key is believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, which are demonic spirits. And if they drink any deadly thing, it's not talking about these literal snake handlers. We had some foolishness some years ago, and they were literally picking up cobras and snakes. Some of them was getting bit several times, and some of them was dying. That ain't what God, that's foolishness. He said, and if they drink any deadly thing, it's not talking about just going out drinking some arsenic and drinking that. Now, if somebody should put something in your drink that you don't know about, the power of God can strengthen you and deliver you and protect you. But you shouldn't just go out purposely and drink some arsenic or antifreeze or something foolish, okay? It shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And I know for a fact, I have been sick. I have been under the attack of the enemy, but it's through the power of God that he broke those heavy chains off my life. Amen. I'm sitting here with you today. I had a strong spirit of depression over me some years ago. I was so depressed that I couldn't even see the sunlight. I would stay in the bed. See, depression is a strong spirit. And somebody right now, you're dealing with that spirit of depression. And the only way I was so depressed, I would drive by graveyards and wished I was dead. Have you ever been there? But the only way I got delivered is when I called out to God. And I asked God to take this from me. I say, Lord, I don't want it anymore. And you know what? It lifted. That spirit of depression lifted. So what am I talking about, signs, wonders, and miracles? I have experienced signs, wonders, and miracles in my own life. That's how I could sit here today and tell you that it is true. Amen? So let's go on into our scripture. And we're talking about Jesus. Jesus, he did signs and miracles. But when I read that because of their unbelief, these signs shall follow them that believe. So if you don't believe, guess what? You're not going to see any signs and wonders. Every one of these churches that we go to, that say they believe in an almighty God should demonstrate some kind of signs, wonders, and miracles. Demons should be cast out. You should speak with new tongues. He said new tongues. Amen? Yeah, I'm going to challenge your theology because you, a lot of preachers are saying it phased out with the disciples, but I got scriptures to back up what I'm saying. Signs and miracles have not faded out. Casting out devils didn't cease when the disciples left the earth. What kind of sense would that make? If Jesus took his spirit out because the disciples left, it's by his power. Jesus, God didn't take his power out of the earth. Amen? I'm coming to you. Jesus was rejected at Nazareth. And he went off from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day would come, he began to teach in the synagogue. Amen? And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? In other words, they were just puzzled about where did he get this kind of knowledge from? Mm-hmm. And what wisdom is this which is given unto him? Amen. That even such mighty works were wrought by his hand. Is not this the carpenter's son? They began to question each other. Isn't this Joseph's son? The son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah? And Simon, they were naming his whole family. And are not these his sisters with him, with us? And they were offended. And when I looked up the word offended, you know, sometimes people get offended because you're teaching the gospel. They get offended because you're telling the truth. Amen? And they got offended because Jesus was healing, casting out devils, raising the dead, you know, and sometimes, you know, we have to go on and do what God tells us to do. Because if you get caught up in what man think about you, you'll end up not doing anything. But when I looked up the word offended, he said, when Jesus returned to his hometown, his own country, he found a population unwilling to recognize him as the Messiah. They acknowledged his remarkable teachings and his many miracles, but felt offended by him. And the Greek word for offended means scandalized, because they did not see how a hometown boy could possibly have risen so high. Sound like some of the places of my hometown. Mm-hmm. Hello. Why would God use her? Isn't that Kathy or isn't that Bobby? I remember them. Look, let me tell you something. Spirit of God come on you, you won't be the same. Yeah, my name may be Kathy Franklin, my maiden name. But the Spirit of God come upon you, he say, you shall have power. So don't look at the package. Look at the power that goes behind the package. Amen? So you see how they rejected Jesus, and they were saying that, and then Jesus said, he said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin and his own house. And he listened to this, and he could there do no mighty works, save that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them, and he marveled because of their unbelief. Amen? So when you walk in unbelief, excuse me, you're not going to see a lot of miracles and the miraculous going forth in your life because you're walking in unbelief. You're not going to see a lot of miracles and demons getting cast out where you worship in, especially if that pastor don't believe in miracles, signs, and wonders. Sometimes God might be getting you out of a place so he can elevate you in your walk with him. Amen? Because, see, when the spirit wants to grow higher, you can't stay in a stagnated place. If that place is not getting your spirit fed and you're not, they're not demonstrating the miracles, the signs, and the wonders, sometimes God is saying, look, I got to take you to somewhere where you can grow in that spirit, in your spiritual walk. I see too many times people sit behind dead churches and they never grow. They never break out. They never, look, I have been in some churches that, do you think if I would have been staying at some of these churches, I would be doing this on the radio? Because they'll hold you back and keep you from excelling in the miraculous. They'll discourage you. They'll discourage you from flowing in the Holy Spirit and in the gifts. Let's go on. When Jesus called the 12, he said, and he called unto him 12. And we know the 12 disciples, and this is what a lot of controversies. I heard scholars say, well, the signs and miracles phased out when the disciples died out, which is asinine to me. And he called unto them the 12 and began to send them forth two by two and gave them, listen, power over unclean spirits and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey. Hello. God will supply your every need. If he send you out, he will make a way for you. You don't have to manipulate people. You don't have to manufacture miracles or fake miracles because the power of God will follow you. Amen? And it says they should take nothing for their journey save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse. That would shoot some of these people out right now, some of these preachers going around. Because they can't even conduct a meeting without having three and four offerings taken up. And I'm not knocking giving. But when you're using God and the Holy Spirit to try to manipulate God's people to give, and you be so self-proclaimed prophets and self-proclaimed faith healers, you got to watch that. Amen. But be shod with sandals and not put on two coats. He was telling when you go out, you don't need to have all this two coats. Look, I'm going to prepare the way for you. And he said unto them, in what place soever you enter into a house, there abide till you depart from that place. And whosoever, listen to this, whosoever shall not receive you. Hello, churches. You have turned away a lot of people because they didn't come packaged the way you think they should look. You have turned away a lot of miracles and wonders and signs because you don't think that God can use that person. You better watch it because they did Jesus the same way. Because he came from a carpenter and his mother and they were familiar with his family. They turned him away, and in turning him away, they didn't receive their miracles. When God sends somebody in your midst, you better receive them and stop shooting them down because they don't come packaged the way you think they should. Amen? He said, whosoever shall not receive you nor hear you, when ye depart, then shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it should be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of judgment than that city. And he went out and preached that men should repent, and they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. Now that's the 12 disciples. But like I said, I want to dispute what some of these scholars say because they say it stopped only with the 12 disciples. So if you don't mind, turn with me over to Luke 10. Amen. And here at Kingdom of God Ministries, we give you the unadulterated word. We just give you the word, you know, and you can study for yourself. But let's go over here to Luke 10 and 1. So I want to dispute these scholars that said it was only for the 12 disciples. to do the miracles. 10 and 1, the 70, as in 70, sent out. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Okay? He said, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Now let's jump down here to 17. Amen? And just let me know if I'm going too fast. The 70 returned with joy. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Amen. And here we do deliverance. And we have dealt with demon-possessed people. We have dealt with them. And if you have never looked at a demon-possessed person in the eyes, you don't know what it's like, because you could see that other entity looking at you. But they were subject, hallelujah, to the power of God, and they were cast out. Amen? The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said unto them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, this is what God said to the 70, okay? Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, demonic spirits, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you. If you have the power of God in you, did you know that demon spirits is subject to you? He said, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. So that's what I want to say to you today. It's not just so much as the power being demonstrated, but as a follower of Jesus Christ, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, these are just some scriptures I want to back up as to what we were saying about signs, wonders, and miracles should follow every believer. It shouldn't just be designated to the clergy or to the prophets or to the apostles. If you're a believer, these signs shall follow you. Amen? Acts 8 and 6, and the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip when they heard him and saw the signs he did. Now, Philip, amen, he was one of the disciples. Amen. And it followed him. And then let's go over to Corinthians. For the kingdom of God does not consist of talk. Listen, he said, but it does not consist of talk, but in power, demonstrated power, dunamis power. Amen? You should expect more out of your Christian walk than all the time getting beat up by the enemy. You should be, he said, you would tread over serpents and scorpions. You should be treading over. The devil shouldn't be treading over you. You should be treading over the enemy. 1 Corinthians 14:32 and 33. He said, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets, for God is not a God of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. Amen. He said, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles. Now, this is in Acts 14, 2 and 3. See, unbelieving people, they're going to always stir up, you know, and put some kind of fear or poison in your mind. He said, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. So they remained for a long time speaking boldly for the Lord, who bore witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hand. The devil don't always speak against anointed man and woman of God, because you know what? He want to shut you up. He don't want you to talk about the miracles and the signs and the wonders that God have given you authority as a believer. Because you know what? When you walk in your authority, you know what you're doing? You're going to defeat him. And he don't like that. He wants you to stay ignorant of your power in Christ Jesus. Now, I'm going to read a few more scriptures, and then I'm going to turn it over to Bishop. And if you have questions or you want to call in, if you don't believe in signs and wonders, I want to hear from you. I want you to call in. Amen. I want you to call in and tell me why you don't believe in signs, wonders, and miracles. The call-in number is 646-668-8633. 1 Corinthians 2, 4, and 5. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration, see what I said, demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith may not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen? That's why he said signs, wonders, and miracles, because the men, they couldn't perceive how Jesus was doing them signs and wonders and miracles. Your common sense, your five senses can't compute that. They don't. It wouldn't understand. So when you get these corner preachers talking about signs and miracles don't happen, you know what? They're teaching from their own intellect. They're not speaking from the spiritual realm, but they're speaking from their own intellect. Let's go on. Matthew 12, 38, 39. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you. But he answered them, An evil and adulterous generation seek for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And you know what the sign of the prophet Jonah said? He said, In the last days it shall be. God declares that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. He didn't limit it to just the 70 disciples or the 12 disciples. He said, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit, capital S, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above the signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes. It says, and it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. So I just wanted to leave you those scriptures because he said, this is over in Timothy. I want to bring this out and then I'll turn it over. He said, 2 Timothy 3 and 5, this is how you know you're living in the last days. He said, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self. Don't we see a lot of that? Self-exaltation. Lovers of money. We see a lot of that. Proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents. Ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit. Lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. Having the appearance, listen to this, the appearance of looking saved, being a Christian, but denying its power. You know what he even said? He added this. He said, avoid such people. So if you saying you are God fearing, you are a saved person or you Christian, but you denying the power of God, according to the Bible, he said, avoid such people. So I just want to leave that to you, that you can walk in the power and the miracles of God. God is still performing miracles today. God is still doing signs and wonders today. All you need to do is start exercising the power that God has placed in your life. And if you're not saved, we'll show you how to get the power. I mean, it's not no spooky kind of thing. All you got to do is ask God to come in your heart, fill you with his Holy Spirit, and bam. And you activate that power. You activate those, the signs and the miracles. You start activating it. you start commanding things to come into shape and casting devils out of people and healing the sick. You start doing it, because sometimes you might not be able to get to a church. You may have to, if your child is racked with pain or sick, you might have to lay hands on them yourself and command that spirit of sickness or disease to come out their life. Or you might have somebody possessed with a devil. Sometimes you will need to lay hands on them and command that demon spirit to come out of them in the name of Jesus. Amen? You speak to those spirits. You speak to those demons. And you'll start seeing the manifested power of God working in your life. Like I said, it's not just designated to a few. But you heard what I said. He said, his spirit will fall on all flesh that believe. Amen. So with that, I'm going to yield the floor over to my husband, and he's going to come as the Lord gives him. Be blessed.
Amen. We want to thank the Lord for that word coming from Evangelist Montgomery. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Say, do they exist today? Yes, they do. It was brought out that they do exist, but I want to bring out the purpose of signs and wonders. Now, it was a lot of things brought out previously, but I'm going to go into the purpose of signs, miracles, and wonders. One thing we know right off the bat, that signs, wonders, and miracles are for the purpose of drawing people to God and Christ, showing the power of God, showing the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and of the Holy Ghost. Signs, wonders, and miracles are not for the is not for men in the sense of bringing attention to man or attention to mankind or something that would draw people to men. No, when that happens, that is the work of a false prophet, because when signs, wonders, and miracles move by the Holy Ghost through the men of God, it is to draw people to God and Christ for salvation. Everything in the Lord, all of the word of God is for people to be saved. Salvation is the will of God. But let me get into some of the purposes of signs, miracles, and wonders. Now, it says here that Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, didn't do miracles for his own aggrandizement. He didn't do miracles just to demonstrate that he had the power. That wasn't the reason that he did that. Because that was, the Lord called that tempting of God. So he wasn't doing that. He was displaying his power, signs, wonders, and miracles for the purpose of God. God displays his power, signs, wonders, and miracles for his purpose. It's not for man's purpose, but it's for his purpose. And what is his purpose? To draw men back to him. Now, we got some of the reasons that these signs and wonders and miracles are taking place. Now, here is one, wonders of apprehension, and that is accounts of many men and women throughout the Bible who experienced supernatural happenings to them individually when the Lord called them for a special purpose. Did you hear that, people? The Lord may produce a sign or a wonder or a miracle for you because he has a special calling on your life. And he wants you to know that he is with you in the calling that he has for you. He doesn't want you to doubt the calling that he has for you. So he will work something supernatural in your life so that you can hold on to what God has for you. Moses at the burning bush, Exodus 3, in the presence of God, he experienced God's requirements for holiness. Here's another one. Saul on the road to Damascus, Acts 9. In the presence of God, Saul was shown his rebellion. Saul was fighting against God. Remember what the Lord told Saul? Why, Saul, are you kicking against the pricks? Why are you attempting to fight against me? He was in rebellion, but he thought he was on the right path. He thought he was going the right way. But God did a supernatural act in his life so that he could see that he was in total rebellion and going against God and going the wrong way. God will do things like that in your life to help you to go the right way, to help you toward salvation. There are also miracles of provision. When God's people had a need that could not be met at the moment in the natural, he'll work something out for you, such as the feeding of the 5,000. Matthew 14, 16 through 21. They were out there in a desert place. There was no place to get food. There was no place to get anything to drink. There was no food available. So God produced a miracle for his people. And when he produced that miracle, what that actually did was drew people to God in Christ. And they recognized that a supernatural act had happened. That's not something that men could do. Only God can do certain things in your lives. And when God does those things, it can be characterized as a sign or wonder or miracle because men can't do it. It's beyond the scope of the natural. It falls into the supernatural. We have miracles of protection. Now, consider this. Now, if God protected people in the Old Testament, do you think he would stop now? No. No. But it says the miracle of protection, God keeps his people with angelic protection when they are in danger. Daniel in the lion's den, that's Daniel 6, and the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace, Daniel 3. Now, those are all common. But there are still miracles of protection happening right now as we speak, which is a sign and a wonder and a miracle. And they're happening all the time. Now, we have miracles of deliverance from plotted destruction. God sends angelic messengers to warn his people of danger and a way of escape. Joseph and Mary with baby Jesus, Matthew 2, and Peter from prison, Acts 11. Now, all these verses that I mentioned, I would encourage you to go and read them for yourself. I encourage you to read the scripture for yourself. Read the Bible for yourself. Don't just take my word for it. Even though I am reading scripture to you, I want you to go and read it for yourself and do a little research on it. If you have doubts, do some research on what you read in the Bible, and you'll see that it will ring true all the time. Why? Because it is the word of the true and living God. Then we have miracles of healing. Now, God heals his people from all manner of disease and suffering through miracles. Healing of the blind, lame, diseased, and sick by the apostles. That's all through the book of Acts.
But it says, Bishop, God also, just as he healed.
Yeah. And as was brought out, I bring this and say, he does these miracles as he will. So it has nothing to do with our timetable.
Amen.
We cannot control God. We cannot control the Holy Spirit, as some people would lead you to believe. You can't control the Holy Ghost. Now, you can open yourself up to the Holy Ghost. You can be willing that the Spirit of God would move through you, but you really don't have control. Is not something that you can say, okay, God, you do this when I want you to do it. That's not how it works. It's by the will of God that these things happen. Because the will of God is for people to be delivered, saved, and set free. But man's will is otherwise. A lot of times man does things to bring him glory or to bring him money. Or to bring him aggrandizement. That's the kind of thing that man does, you see. He will do tricks and things of this nature to build himself up. But God is not like that. God's desire is that men be set free from the bondage of the enemy. That's God's desire. It's God's will that all men be saved. That's God's will. And be set free. Now, let's say you have God's miracles. You have God's miracles of healing. Heals people of all manner of disease. But it says healing of the demonized in gatherings, the demoniac in gatherings, who had a legions of demons in him. But our Lord and Savior delivered them from all that.
Amen.
Healed them and set them free. He cast the demons out the man, and the demons went over into hogs, which are unclean spirits, which are unclean animals, like the unclean spirits, and those demons killed the hogs. They wanted to kill the man. That is what demons do. That's what the devil desires to do, is to take your life. But God's desire is to give life and to give that life more abundantly. That's why he sent his word in the flesh of Jesus Christ. And that's the reason why Jesus Christ performed signs, wonders, and miracles. That's the reason that he went up on the cross and died for our sins. And then he rose on the third day. He went back to heaven. Then he sent back the comfort to us, so we can have power and authority over these same demonic spirits that desire to destroy us.
You see it a lot today, too.
Amen. And you see, as Evangelist Montgomery said, you see the workings of the enemies in overdrive today. But God has much more power than the enemy, but he works through his people.
Amen.
So that means we have to believe and accept the authority and the power that he has given us, so that the signs and wonders of the Holy Ghost will manifest, so that people will see that God is the one that has all the power. Amen. All right? Now, we're going on into the miracles of divine revelation. God gives divine understanding of his word and his plan. Jesus revealed the scripture to his disciples. That's in Luke 24 and 45. It said, Daniel received visions and revelation from God, Daniel 10. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. You remember? You remember? Of the statue. He didn't know what it meant. But Daniel revealed that to Nebuchadnezzar, and he brought out the revelation by God. See, God brings revelation that is supernatural. Man doesn't understand the Spirit of God, but God understands everything, and he will reveal things to his people so that people can be blessed and set free and delivered. Now, there's other aspects that I want to bring out in reference to these signs, wonders, and miracles. We also brought out the reason, but we're going more into that. Now, there are various things that goes on. There are various accounts of miracles, signs, and wonders. We can see that the purposes of God were performed. The purposes of God were performed by these signs, wonders, and miracles. Not the purposes of man, but the purposes of God were performed. You see? Why? To eliminate the doubt that's in men's heart. You see? So let's go on a little bit. This is some of the supernatural manifestations that are occurring in the present move of God. Some of the supernatural manifestations that are occurring in the present move of God do not come from God at all. Well, what he's saying is that you have the devil that would try to imitate the things of God to deceive people. See, they are from another source. Some Christians do not recognize them as coming from the devil, as they, quote, having feelings of ecstasy. And these meetings are feeling that they are called the anointing or glory of God. See, we have the and that's one of the blessings of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, because there is a spirit of discernment that will let you know what is of God and what is not of God, because the enemy can transform himself into an angel of light. In other words, he can mimic or imitate God's signs and wonders. But when he does it, it pulls you away from God, and it pulls you to man, and it causes you to build yourself up. And God is not into that. God is not going to increase your pride in yourself. God doesn't do that. He's not going to cause you to do things that's going to cause you to say, look at me, I'm all of this. That's not how God works. God will do things so that you can see where you are in him and you can recognize him and see you as you really are, which is a humble servant, and you don't have any power at all other than the power that God has channeled through you. What we are is conduits for the work of God. We have no power of our own. All our power comes from God. If we produce a sign or a wonder or any miracle, it's because of the Holy Ghost. It is because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is because of God Yahweh. That's it. If it's not of those sources, then it's coming from the enemy. Even though it might look real, it's not. It's a destroyer. It's a deception. And that's what we have to recognize. We have to recognize what is real and from God and what is not from God. Because the enemy is tricky. Mm-hmm. He's tricky. He's tricky. Now, let me get into some other things, into these signs, wonders, and miracles. Now, I want to bring out something else here, too. And so one of the major faults as a Christian is that we tend to listen to men on certain subjects instead of referring to the book God gave us. Just like I said earlier, don't just go by what I say. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. Study the Word. Because I might have a slip of the tongue one time. I might say something out of place one time. But see, go to the Bible. The Bible is never wrong. Go to the Word of God. It's never in error. Some people might say that, you know, the Bible is full of errors and all this kind of stuff, but it's not. Only thing you got to do is read it in context. Go from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Go to the New Testament to the Old Testament. Go to the Hebrew. Go to the Greek. Do a study on it. If you doubt it, do a study on the Word of God. Don't take my word for it. Do a study on it. Test it. See if it's real. As I said before, it'll prove true. Now, and so we can't go off of what men say. We have to go off of what the Word of God says. Now, we tend to evaluate men according to the size of their ministries, their popularity with men, or their endowment of certain gifts, etc. The true test should be to test them by evaluating their, did you hear what I said? Their fruit, according to Galatians 5:20-24. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such as no law, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with their affections and lusts. Now, what are these fruit? The fruit come out of the Holy Ghost. They come from the Holy Ghost. And if you have the Holy Ghost in you, some of this fruit should manifest. Or all of them should manifest somewhere in your life. It's your character. So if you got a person that's working some kind of signs, wonders, and miracles, and he act like the devil, he talk like the devil, he's money grubbing, he's after people's wives or husbands, then you know that the signs and wonders is not of God. Because that fruit must manifest. The fruit must manifest more than the gifts. Because the gifts can be tainted and perverted, but the fruit of the Spirit of God cannot be tainted. Love is love. Joy is joy. Peace is peace. Long suffering. Those are manifestations of the Spirit. You know when somebody have love. You know when somebody have peace. You can see it. You can feel it. Because it's of the Spirit. And then you know what hate is also. But these signs and wonders and miracles are gifts of the Spirit. But you have fruit of the Spirit, which is character. The character of God should manifest itself of you. And that's how you can test the Spirit. We are to test and try the spirits in men. But we are to do the same with any supernatural manifestation that we might experience. All of these things has to be tested. How is it tested? It's tested by the Spirit of God, and it's tested by the Word of God. And somebody's performing it. It's just like what the Word of God said way back in the Old Testament, Jeremiah. If a prophet or something comes to you, and he gives you a prophecy, and the prophecy is true, and it comes to pass, but then he says, let's go and worship idol gods, that's a false prophet, even though what he said was true. You see what happened? He's leading you away from God. he says something that may have been true, but he's leading you away from God. If a sign and a wonder and a miracle lead you away from God, it is not of God. It's false.
Like the snake oil salesman.
We're going to go a little further here, and then I'm going to close it out. Now, the world today is being exposed to so many false things.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be careful not to expose our spirits to false dreams, visions,
yeah,
revelations, prophecies, voices, signs,
mm-hmm,
miracles, wonders, etc.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God definitely teaches that God can manifest himself in any or all of the above things. Yet we are not to accept everything that comes in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We got to be careful. We need to test or prove these also. One of Satan's greatest devices is to counterfeit,
yes,
the real things of God and come to us disguised as the working of the Holy Spirit.
Uh-huh.
We just went over that. Now, I'm going to bring out a few more things, and then we're going to close out. We only have about 8 minutes to go. Our call-in number is 646-668-8633. We're talking about signs, wonders, and miracles, and signs, wonders, and miracles do happen today. They happen on a daily basis. Now, sometimes you may not see them, but that doesn't mean that they're not happening. They are happening every day. Why? Because people are getting saved every day, and people are being filled with the Spirit and the Holy Ghost every day, and that right there in itself is a miracle. It sure is. When a person gets saved, when a person gets filled with the Holy Ghost, that is a miracle. We just don't understand everything that's happening, but it is a miracle that God can change a person from the inside out instantaneously in a moment's time and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Just by them seeking and accepting the Lord as Savior, that is a miracle. So, yes, miracles happen every day. Now, I want to bring out some other things, then I'm going to close it out. Now, the scripture says something about judging. It says, "Is that judge not that you may not be judged. It says, for whatsoever judgment you meet, the same shall be measured unto you again." But what actually is saying is that you have to do things decently in order and by the Spirit. For the scripture tells us that, know you not that you will judge angels the last day? But when you're talking about people, everything has to be done decently and in order and in love to draw a person back to Christ.
So you, I got a question, Bishop.
Yeah.
When you said judge, though, now people would say, if you know, let's say, for instance, somebody is saying they're a prophet, but you know their life is not conducive to the Holy Spirit. People, I hear them say, touch not God's anointing. You see what I'm saying? So would you call that a judgment?
If a person is a false prophet, he's a false prophet. That's not a judgment. That's just a speaking of the truth. But what the Lord Jesus was talking about when he's coming to judgment, in order for you to speak in reference to somebody else, you have to be straight. Because this is what Jesus said. But with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with that what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye, Matthew 7:2-5. So what Jesus was saying, before you can speak on behalf of anybody else, you got to be make sure that you're straight.
So what you're saying is, if, say for instance, if it's some prophecy going on and it's questionable,
mm-hmm,
whether it is of God,
mm-hmm,
you shouldn't judge it, you should just shouldn't go around it?
You shouldn't go around it. You shouldn't go around. You should leave it alone. Because in leaving it alone, you're judging it. What I mean by that, you're discerning what that is, and you're pulling yourself out of that deception.
So should you say that person, you shouldn't say if he's of God or not? If he's, let's say, for instance, okay, there's some prophecy, faith healers going around and they're putting gold teeth in people's mouths and fire coming out the sky and stuff like that. Should you judge that?
Yes. I would say this.
See, because people want a sign.
Well, I say it like this. you can judge it, but what you would do when it comes to the point of speaking about it, you say what it is, you tell the truth. Because you, everything is judged by the word of God, or everything is compared and contextualized by the word of God. The word of God is the measuring stick for everything that goes on in the spirit. The Holy Ghost is also the discerner of everything that happens in the spirit well, in the spirit realm. So when there is somebody that's out there and he's false, when it comes time to speak up, yes, you can speak up and tell the truth. That's what you do. And when somebody asks you about it, you tell the truth according to the word of God, not according to what I might think, but according to the word of God. That's why I say go to the word. And that's what
we got people out there that they don't know the word.
Well, you have to instruct them to go to the word. But when you have opportunity to speak to them, you tell the truth according to the word of God. And then you don't have to worry about judgment. But the first thing you have to be is righteous, have the righteousness of God operating in your life so that you won't fall under that same condemnation or judgment. Because it begins with you. But I would say need to go to the word. Go to the word. And that's part of the problem today. A lot of people, is when it comes to signs, wonders, and miracles, they take other people's word for it, and they don't go to the word of God. They don't go to the scripture. Because Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. He didn't say just certain persons. He said to them that believe. So when you become a believer, then you have certain authority. God has given you certain power. He has given you signs, wonders, and miracles. That's yours, but it operates by the Holy Ghost. Only thing we have to do is pray, stay in the word, and keep ourselves clean. That's what we need to do according to the word. So I'm going to get ready and close this out. But it says here, judge not and be not judged. And then in 1 Corinthians 14:40, it says, let all things be done decently and in order. So when you see people operating and doing all this crazy stuff
barking
and rolling all over the floor and all this kind of stuff and doing all kind of crazy stuff that has nothing to do with the word of God and is out of order, that's a good sign that that ain't from God. It's not from God. Because the Holy Ghost would have you to do all things decently and in order.
Well, if they start barking, it's a demon. You need to cast it out.
It is, because all those things like that are manifestations of devils, because they pervert and
they put on a show,
but they are animalistic, because a lot of these foul and demonic spirits have the kind of characteristics of various animals and beasts.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to act like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's what it is. Now I'm going to... Then I'm going to close out. The Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. John 16:13. So we want to thank the Lord for the reading of his word. We want to thank the Lord for his signs, wonders, and miracles that are happening every day, every moment. These things are happening.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise So we're going to close out. Father God, we thank you for your word on today. We thank you for your signs, wonders, and your miracles. Father God, we ask right now that you perform the signs, wonders, and miracles in your people today as we speak. Work a miracle for them, Lord.
Yes.
Show them a sign. Give them a wonder, Father God, so that they will know and recognize that you are God, you are true, and that Jesus Christ's will and the Holy Ghost is for them. Touch them, Father God, by the blood and in the name of Jesus. Give them revelation of your word in Jesus' name, and save them, deliver them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.
Amen. Be blessed.
Amen.